Blog Talk Radio.
You know you become a star because you're the biggest target out there. When everyone's on the court, they're coming for you. When the opposing player walks into that arena, they're thinking about upstaging you. You're like a trophy to them. They're thinking, if I'm better than this guy, the spotlight turns on me. So you know you're a superstar because you're a marked man. Everyone's coming for you.
Fire by Bastiat, Machari up, fire, everybody took shots, hit my body up, fire. Fill me up, break me down, fill me up again. They like, oh, we need you back so we can kill your ass again. Oh, got slow, though he's no big and pop, but he's close. Time posting when they got to fight and go.
Smoking. Get their heads cut.
With the same thought, they night you, they gon' good night you. Wait, shit, it's only half if they like you. They ain't even half what they might do. Don't believe me, ask Michael. See Martin, see Malcolm. See Biggie, see Pop, see success and its outcome. See Jesus, see Judas. See Caesar, see Brutus. See success is like suicide. Suicide is suicide. We see, prepare to be crucified. Media medals, niggas sue you, you settle. Every step you take, they remind you, you ghetto. So it's tough being Bobby Brown. To be Bobby then, you gotta be Bobby now. Now the question is to have had and lost better than not having it all? Because dog,
get
you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what it is. It's Friday. Everybody turn your amps up, turn your radios up. Get on the internet and log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Tonight, we got an action-packed show tonight. We got your boy, Young L.A., representing, you know what I'm saying, Grand Hustle, you know. I had the pleasure to meet him when I was down in L.A., down at this club out in Stone Mountain. So shout out to him, you know what I'm saying. He had his black diamonds on. Shout out to my dude. And shout out to everybody from Grand Hustle, you know what I'm saying. We've already had a, you know, 8-Baller MJG. We've had Boga on the show. We've had Amir Boy. So shout out to all of them. Shout out to Amir. He's the one that's actually provided this interview for us. And then also we're going to have DJ J Ronan live in the building. I mean, he's one of the DJs that's killing it in the streets. Killing it in the streets of New York right now for independent artists and majors. So you need to be getting that DJ Ronan. He's coming live in the studio. Along with that, we're going to have your boy Sav Kills. He's causing problems. Shout out to our sponsors, Team Studios. Log on to www.teamentertainment.net. Along with that, also On the Rocks Entertainment, they're providing us all access passes to go and check out SWB Avant and John B. Donnell Jones, Little Mo. I mean, it's going to be crazy tonight. We're going to be covering that tonight at the Paradise Theater for media. We got backstage all access passes. Shout out to E2K Magazine, another one of our sponsors. And it's going down tonight. And you know, get the F out of here Fridays. We got some callers live on the line. But some of the topics tonight, we're going to talk about this dude that killed himself over these cats videotaping him. You know what I'm saying? Performing sexual acts with the same gender. Let's talk about that. What would you do if somebody did that to you? And then on top of that, my man Mario, the singer, got some situations, you know what I'm saying? Came to his mother, you know, I heard he allegedly slapped her or something like that, you know, because of the crack, man. You know what I'm saying? Once you on crack, I don't know if you'll ever go back. But you know what I'm saying? We live in the building on Less Radio Live. We got called up on the 229 live in the building. What it do, 229?
It's
your girl, let's tell us your name and where you calling from.
This is your boy, Nick Swag. I'm Real Soul Music out of Atlanta. I'm Cobb County, a matter of fact, doing it big here. I'm loving your show, first time on. You know, that's what it is.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what it is, man. Shout out to Cobb County. Shout out to ATL. You can find me in the A. What up, boo?
That's what's happening.
That's what's up. You want to address the question? We're going to have your boy Young L.A. that's representing the A. He's going to be live in the building with us also. But this is Follow Fridays on Twitter. You want to put your Twitter out there for the people, baby?
Yeah, the Twitter is Mixwag. Mixwagger 2010. I got a lot of stuff happening on there. That's where they can find me.
That's what's up. That's what's up, boo. And you know
oh,
what?
Oh, by the way, I got a new single, Soul Figure. It's on Reverb Nation. Y'all can find it there. Mixwagger, Soul Figure, Reverb Nation. It's boy hip hop. It's like straight hip hop. Influenced by the old Common. I used to love her. The whole female hip hop, you know, analogies, you know, et cetera. You'll like it.
That's what's up, boo boo, man. That's what it is, man. We definitely appreciate all that. The other thing I want to ask you, how do you feel about, you know, this guy that killed himself, you know, committed suicide because he was caught performing sexual acts with the same gender? You know, were the people right in the situation? Do you think they deserve time? You know, how do you feel about that? And what would you do if somebody was recording you and put it online without your permission?
It's the whole issue, I guess, of the different gender part that he probably really wasn't ready to, I guess, share with the world, I guess, whatever the case is. It was a private situation, and we all deserve privacy, even though I'm not condoning the who or what gender it was. I'm not going to get into that, but I think your privacy is your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you, you know, you into the porno industry or something and you don't mind, but that was a different, you know, situation. But, yeah, your privacy, your privacy, you deserve that.
Mm. So you think he deserves, you know, being putting his stuff out there, and then you don't think it's a violation?
No, I said that your privacy is your privacy. You deserve to have your privacy.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. And how do you feel about the whole situation with Mario getting caught up with, you know, allegedly smacking his mom or something because of the crack? You know, he caught up, you know, using the crack again. But, you know, BMO area, it's a lot of people out there that use crack, man. You know what I'm saying?
How accurate is that? I mean, you hear stuff, you know, I mean, I don't really know what the source is. If the source is coming from a reliable source or, I mean, you know, we already know how media do that thing.
Yeah, it's coming from, yeah, he got locked up. He got arrested. It's coming from a lie. He got locked up and got arrested for that.
I don't condone anybody raising up at their parents for anything. I don't know what went on, but if you said it's verified, I don't really condone anyone raising their hands at their parents. I mean, that's a no-no. No-no.
So even if she's using crack and she's spending your money or doing whatever, it don't matter. You know
don't
what
for you. There's different ways to put in rehab. You know. Rehab her. You know, I mean, don't put his hands on. That's not, he's not. He turned the situation into a worse situation. It's already bad. No one wants their mom's been on drugs. I mean, come on. But you're supposed to be there for her to help her or whatever the case is. Help her and to get strong. Rehab is the thing. But, you know, violence upon what she's going through, I mean, that's too much. That's a certain way you deal with things. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely. I feel you, my brother. Stay on the line with us, boo-boo, because I definitely like you, man. Shout out to Cobb County. And stuff,
yeah.
So you know, and the other thing I want to say is that, you know, it's crazy right now. You know, what would you do? People calling at 347-826-7722. What would you do if you were caught performing a sexual act, whether it's a female to female, male to male, or just a heterosexual thang thang getting it on? You know. What would you do? Would you feel like you were violated, or would you just tell them, send me my check when you're done with the numbers? You know what I'm saying?
If someone fell and meet another female, you know, and another lovely lady, you know, and, you know, they got deep pocket, yeah, they're about to break me off for that. I ain't going to hate, especially if I'm putting it down. But, if it, you know, I mean, if that's cool, but, I mean, your privacy is your privacy. Let me know you did it. Hey, I got you, you know, I filmed you in this broad or whatever the case is, whatever, or the chick can tell me, yeah, I filmed this, or whatever the case is, let me know, so I can get the check.
So I'm saying, do you guys feel like they should serve time, you know, do you guys feel like they should serve time, for doing this whole situation. Like, the, because, I mean, we know what's right or wrong. Like, they're not little kids. They're in college. They're college students. It was an Asian young girl and a Caucasian young male. And it wasn't, I don't think it was one of those things where, like, oh, you know, I'm just finding out he was doing it. He might have had, I might have had allegedly thought he did it, and then now he's saying, oh, I got the proof. But, I mean, at least confront the guy first. They didn't even confront him. They just put his stuff online. They don't know what kind of scholarships he might have been losing or anything that he, they might have jeopardized him from doing because of that, you know. And apparently, he had responded on Twitter about he wasn't going to take revenge on them and stuff like that before he actually committed to take his life, you know, which is a real sad story. But all I'm saying is that the one thing I got to watch out, people, the gay community is strong as hell. And I don't care what nobody say. I think majority of the gay community runs the whole entire government and runs the world.
Yeah, that's good.
Even looking at checking the industry, too. Like, when it comes to fashion, it, they go in. So I really think they better get ready for the wrath of the gay community, because they go in. They're going to make an example of them children. They're going to make an example of those two college students. So they better get ready for that wrath. For real,
yeah,
they're gonna make an example of them.
I know
butt cheeks. Mm, yeah, they better tighten their butt up in jail. Tighten them up. They're gonna
rip
a new butthole in your ass. Oh man, but that's what it is, man.
They are very powerful.
You said what, baby?
They are very powerful.
Yeah, they are very powerful, man. They're
very, very, very powerful.
They can blackball you, man. I don't mess. Damn. I'd rather have, you know, no homo. But, you know, I don't have no problem with them. But I'm saying, if I'd rather have a gay dude or gay girl on my side rather than be my enemy, because they are vicious. You think regular heterosexuals are vicious? They are vicious. They can get up in your ass.
Yeah, but this is crazy. I mean, I believe in karma. Something will come back on those guys, definitely, for, you know. I mean, like I said, in the future, it's going to get tougher. You know, the government, they're, you know, they're watching us. They invade our privacy all the time, but they do it on a government-like protocol, so it's not really, you know, legal or nothing, because they do it as security reasons, national security, whatever. Our privacy gets invaded, and then so for these guys to get up and invade someone else's privacy, I guess that they figured that, you know, I mean, they got the freedom to do whatever they want without, you know, hurting people's feelings. They do anything they want, put it out on YouTube, put it out in the public, or whatever the case is, and think it's going to get attention and think it's going to make them look good. But who knows? They may have insecurities or something for them themselves. You know, I don't know.
That's definitely the truth. That's definitely the truth, man. In 2010 going to 2011, we thought it's wild, but I think it's getting wilder. The wild things that I see nowadays is just ridiculous, man. Some of the stuff I see on WorldStar, all over the place, man. The internet is retarded. Like, people have access. Like, you can videotape somebody on your cell phone, you know?
Yep, live.
You couldn't even do that. You can videotape people without them knowing. They got all these spy cams. You got eyeglass spy cams. You know, you got people that put cameras inside their purses. I mean, it's crazy. It's all kinds of stuff, man. Y'all really need to definitely be careful when it comes to your privacy, you know? And separate your personal with your business, because people will definitely get you caught up out here in the streets, you know? Definitely get you caught up. Guys, don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. You can see it above me on Ustream. If you see the text, it says www.lushradioonline.com. You can log in and listen to us live. You can find out the information about the gentleman that killed himself live on there also. And, you know, you can check out some stuff. Also, we have advertisement for you guys. If you're an independent artist and you're trying to, like, get your word out there, we have banners. We can create a custom banner for you on our site, or we can redesign the whole site to cater to you, depending on how long you're promoting your project. And, you know, we can definitely get that promo out. So if you're interested in that, make sure that you email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com, lushradioonline@gmail.com. and one of our staff members will definitely get back to you as soon as possible. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. DJ Truth. DJ Truth, birthday party is going down October the 16th. Actually, not October the 16th, October the 2nd. Let me have a correction on that. October the 2nd is going down at Club Rome in Manhattan. I'm going to be there live in there, and we're going to be doing some video. And then also on top of that, we also have October the 16th is going down. And that's Lush Radio Libra Party is going down. It's going to be crazy. Artists are coming out from different states. If you're an independent artist and you're trying to get down, RSVP, get your name out there, bring your promotional material. Make sure you email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com and definitely get on, okay? Also, you know, right now, I want you guys to definitely check out, you know, the weather right now. Like, if you're going out right now, make sure you check the weather. It's getting a little bit cold, a little bit chillier. You know, a lot of people are getting sick. I definitely want to inform everybody, if you're not taking your vitamin C, take your vitamin C, because it is really crazy right now. People are getting flus, sickness, colds, and everything like that. Make sure you re-up on whatever your shots are that you need to get shots, especially for the elderly. Make sure that also you re-up on your vitamin C, everything that you're doing. You know, drink some tea. Make sure you drink some tea, especially green tea is always good to flushing out your system. And get a lot of fruits in your system, a lot of fruits. A lot of us, especially as minorities, we don't take a lot of intake of fruits and fluids. You know, soda isn't too much good for you. And also for my people that are going through situations when it comes to asthma, this is one of those prime times, whether it's summer going into the winter, if you get a little cold, it activates your asthma. Stay away from dairy products. Stay away from milk. You're going through, and always have your pump with you, you know, always be prepared, you know, be prepared to that situation, because, I mean, flu sickness is going around like crazy. Get your checkups, man. It's not a game out here, man. Seriously.
Yeah, for real.
Definitely. We're trying to see what's going on. We're going to have Young L.A. calling in a few from Grand Hustle. You know, Young L.A. Has done a lot of things with Grand Hustle. Grand Hustle definitely shows us a lot of love for Lush Radio Online. We've had 8-Ball MJG live on the line with us. They're one of my favorites. I love them to death. I love them, you know, Pimp Harder, you know, 8-Ball MJG. And we also had Bola, the first lady of Grand Hustle. She was doing her thing. Also a Nigerian, my homegirl. So shout out to her. And then also shout out to Amir Boyd, who's providing the interview for us tonight. The other thing is, to all my all my African people, oh, it is Independence Day for Nigeria, okay? Nigeria, the country, not the continent, don't get it twisted, because some of y'all guys need to go back to school, don't know the difference between a country and a continent, okay? Not all countries in Africa are the same, okay? Not like all Spanish countries are the same, all right? So, Nigeria, which is very rich in the Nollywood, a lot of y'all check out the Nollywood movies and stuff. They come from Nigeria. It is our Independence Day today, so shout out to all my Nigerians. Green, white, green, no. Shout out to y'all. Salute to every one of you guys. Shout out to DJ Issei. Shout out to AUDJs. You know, I'm part of AUDJs and all my Africans out there. Go out and celebrate. Let me know where the party's at. It's going down in Maryland in the DMV. We got a caller live on the line. I think this is my H. Wunku, my partner, my brother from another mother, the one and only Guru, calling in from Jersey. What it do, baby?
Hey, what's up, Lush? I'm just
what's popping with you, fam?
Happy to be here. Welcome to the NYC. I thought you were gonna do the show by yourself. I was holding on, like, yo, what's good? Dude, who's on the switchboard? Yo, hello everybody.
What's good?
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say, welcome to NYC Lush. You know, I know you're doing your thing. I see you on the grind. You know, I've been going crazy on Twitter today. letting them know what time it is with Lush Radio Online and Lush Girls International. So shout out to Swag that just called in, man. You know, that's good looking. Shout out to Bugsy, man. Bugsy was showing me love all day today. That's my G, you know. And we appreciate Emma and we appreciate Team ENT1. So what it do?
Don't forget Rose, our intern. She be going hard body, man.
Oh, Rose. Me and Rose.
She's doing the
board.
She's working the switchboards again today.
Yo. Tell Rose I love her. Yo, she tweeted me heavy. I'm already on Twitter going crazy with it. And, you know, she seen me out there. She got the nice picture up there. She got the hot pick up there for Twitter.
Don't you look like a model over there? I'm like, what are you doing? Hurting them? She over there hurting them over there, you know. Guru, what's popping with you, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you hear about the whole situation with the gentleman killing himself over being videotaped? How you feel about that, man?
Yo, man, it's unfortunate, man. That's Jersey, man. That's Rutgers, you know, out in New Brunswick. And, you know, we got kids thinking they could do what they want to do, and invade privacy like that, you know. And, you know, on the other side, like, you know, for people that's really out there, you know, living a lifestyle that they really not really ready for people to accept, like, or really willing to let people know that that's, like, part of what happens. Like, and it's unfortunate that happened. Like, you know, because, like, he had to become emotional after all that. And just, I think he made the wrong decision, but, you know, I think he could have handled it better, but I hate to see, you know, the end result like that. You know, the cat jumped off the GWB and all that. I mean, that's like crazy right there. You know,
yeah.
being at his jersey, man. You know, it kind of hit. You know, kind of hit close. Like I seen it on the news, and I was like, yo, Rutgers. At first, I thought it was Rutgers North, but it was Rutgers New Brunswick, which is about half hour from me. So like. You know, it's not a good look right there, man. And those kids that did that, you know, they should pay a price. I think they probably gonna get a slap on the wrist, but I think they should pay a heavy price for that right there.
Definitely. How you feel about the whole situation with your boy Mario and his mother?
I ain't really clear on that. You gotta break that down. What did he do? Slap his mother?
Yeah, he basically, like, assaulted his mother, you know what I'm saying? I guess he caught her, you know, using crack, you know, which was not something that wasn't, like, usually that he hasn't seen before. But I guess apparently, maybe I don't know what he might have stopped, and, you know, he had walked in up on her using again, and, you know, he assaulted her, you know, allegedly assaulted her, and, you know, he got locked up and all that.
Well, maybe. I mean, That's kind of a tough situation, man. You know, you don't want to see nobody put their hands on their mother, regardless of the facts. Like, you know, like, dude, you know, he's mature enough. He should be mature enough to handle that correctly, like, especially since he's in the public eye and all that. You know, he can't go around slapping Mom Dukes like that. That's buzz right there. Like, you know,
yo,
he got it. You know,
I'm
I don't know.
I'm about to be 30, yo. I can't raise my hand to my mother. My mother would beat the mess out of me, yo.
No, I mean, you know, it's more like, I don't know if you're trying to not deal
you
with embarrassment.
You can't even wait at your mother, man. If you were trained properly, old school way, if you dare raise your voice at your mother, you're going across the floor, yeah?
Yeah, man, you know, that's some mother shit right there, nigga slapping his mother. He gonna make more headlines slapping his mother than her being on crack.
Well, definitely. Even his songs, like, come on, like, but this is crazy because we never really seen anything really bad on Mario, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really shocked about this whole situation because we've not, you know, you can expect it with somebody that, you know, we know they're doing stuff all the time, but not Mario, you know? He's one of those, like, you know how they look at him as, like, one of those all-American kids. Mario ain't it now, wrong.
All American to
you love and you love and you leave me.
So we saw
you know, that's crazy though. But we're gonna go into a quick song and we're gonna come right back on Lush Radio Online. I feel like I'm in the Eminem mode. Me and Emma was rocking to this coming down to New York because I feel like a lot of people stay in their comfort zone. A lot of people need to walk on faith. A lot of people need to step outside the box and stop mocking everybody and trying to do what somebody else is doing and just stay in their own lane. Like, how I'm starting a radio station and you came on my show and now all of a sudden you starting one? How all of a sudden you was in my magazine, but now you starting a magazine company? How all of a sudden, you know, I'm talking about something and now you want to do it? Didn't I talk to you about that the other day and then you acting like it's your idea, my nigga? You coming up on my come up, you know? You know, get the fuck out of here. You know, let's get the fuck out of here Friday. But on top of that, step outside the box. Don't be afraid of nothing. The only thing you should fear is God. You fear no man at all. The only person that can hold you back is you. And Eminem said it clear on his song, I'm Not Afraid. And we're going to give it to you guys, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. And you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, so we're going to wait for this music to come on. It's about to come on in a second. You know? So like I said, so stay on the line, guys. We're about to give it to y'all. Not afraid.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid. Are you afraid? Are you scared? I'm not scared. And not afraid. We're going to have Not Afraid on in a quick second. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Rose is doing an excellent job on the board tonight. Check us out on the on Paradise Theater tonight if you're in the area. SWV.
It's where you need to be concert. So.
You know, it's where you need to be concert. You need to be there, you know. So we're going to go into Not Afraid. Coming right at you on Lush Radio Online.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. What I say, I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing it for me. The world feeding beans, it's gassed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all the fools look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No one fans the bus, don't try to ask him why, how can he? From Infinite Town to the last relapsed album, he steals. And whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Through the storm, whatever weather. Cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. I'll up if you feel like you missed it.
We're playing with the rules and cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that's your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran the accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, quick, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'll wait you up, get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these monks. Let's go and jump it back now.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Through the storm, whatever weather.
Life back again, but right now, it was my decision to
get clean. I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace slingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this room like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms to rent. Rooms to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the
We was talking about basically, you know, the whole situation with, you know, the gentleman killing himself. And if you log on to www.lushradioonline.com, you can see more information about that on the website. It's just crazy, you know, people violating people's, you know, privacy and stuff like that. What would you do if somebody caught you on camera and put your stuff without confronting you about it? They just put your stuff up online. Calling at 347-826-7722. We should have Young LA calling in a few on LushRadioOnline.com. What I want to do is go into, you know, Young LA's song, I Deserve This. He has a hot mixtape coming out. It's www.SunTrustLeland, which is Young LA's real name, Leland. So check it out. It's SunTrust Leland. You can download it from the site. And, you know, he got a couple of nice little songs on there. My favorites are I Deserve This, above the level above, he has Wale and this other guy named Pills on there, and he has another one, Bars, where he's just going in, and he has the one that says SunTrust. But you know, we're gonna get a sample of it. He's gonna talk more about that later on in the show. And Guru, I know Guru got some updates and everything for us from 862. Guru, you got some updates and everything?
Yeah, no doubt. First of all, I want to say Club Room tomorrow, support DJ Truth. You know it's going down. Just check the Twitter out. You know, we've been doing the promo real heavy for DJ Truth. And, you know, definitely tune in to Mixdown Tuesdays on Lush Radio Online. And I want to shout out a couple of people that's supporting my movement, you know, and supporting Lush Radio. You know, namely Cavani Clothing. You know, he's just doing it real big out there. And he got a photo opportunity with Russell Simmons, so y'all going to see me doing promo for that real heavy. My man Jay Scott, you know, he's doing it real big. He's a real good friend of mine. So You know, y'all make sure y'all tune in and support that dude. He actually want to become a sponsor for Lush Radio. That's why I'm picking him up right now. We've been talking, and I'm putting it together. So, you know, I'm doing my job, baby. You know, I'm trying to get more sponsors to the show. And I just want to get people familiar. If they in the entrepreneur market, if they under record label, under models, whatever category you fall under, you know, we can support you, you know. And, you know, you need to hit up, you know, my Twitter, FutureGuru100 for the info, and we can put something together real fly because, you know, Lush is making these, you know, Lush is making these trips from D.C. to N.Y. because it's real, man, you know. Y'all need to know what we really about. We really about uplifting.
Well, tell them about the promotion and stuff that we got going on. We got another caller from the 862. We're going to bring them in a quick second. Callers, when you call in, this is my disclaimer. If you call in, please lower down your radio if you're listening to us live because we don't need to hear any other disturbing noises. And then on top of that, guys, make sure that you call in and you're ready to talk. If you're not, then, you know, just stay on and listen, okay? Raise your hand. When you see your hand raised, that means press 1 to talk. Then we'll bring you on, all right? Guru, tell them about the promo and stuff, because we got the banners, the custom banners that we could put on the side for people to promo. Tell them more about that situation that we got going on.
The first thing I want to say is that presentation is everything. If people don't know where you are, if they don't know who you are, they're not even going to be able to do any business with you. So, with that being said, the banners are important because, you know what, I could put them on my website, Lush could put them on her website, and plus we got a whole bunch of people that's trying to come up in this industry, in this website game. They're trying to get their website together. And guess what? They do stuff for us just on the strength of we're Lush Radio Online. And if you really want to get somewhere in this business, you already got to have somebody that's doing stuff like that for you. And another thing is I want to shout out Team ENT1 because they're giving us a platform to be able to do live commercials for you. We on the air 6 nights a week. I can't make this any more clear that you need to be on Lush Radio Online with your own commercial. You know, what are you waiting for? My question is, if you want to get heard, if you want to get seen, you know what, follow at Lush Radio Online, follow at Lush Girls International, and we're going to make something happen. We got the Retweet Squad. We got, if it's music you involved in, we got Mixtape MP3 Promo. And we got Emma E2K with E2K Magazine. You know, Lush Radio is a East Coast rep for Making It Mag. It's a lot going on. I mean, it's too much to mention right now. Like, but if you follow our Twitters, you're going to see everything. So that's why I point out, you know, the Twitter. That's why I point out Lush Twitter because it's really going down. Lush revamped the site, Lush Radio Online. You can get your banner there. You can be a sponsor for our show for less, for like $200 a month. And we're going to give you that number because who does what we do and give you more for your money than us? I got the new Twitter popping off, $8_dollars_daily, and it's really going down. You know what I'm saying? It's really going down, so y'all really need to check that out and get live with us because we stay live. We live every day on the thing.
Definitely.
Every day. Nobody takes a day off around here.
Definitely, and guys, if you're interested in getting interviewed or everything, our program director, Emma, E2K, will definitely contact you or one of our staff members. All you have to do is email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com, not CEO, but lushradioonline. If you're dealing with me on something else, then you can email me at CEO, but you need to log on to lushradioonline@gmail.com for your interviews and, you know, inquiries. We got two callers live on the line. We're going to bring them in a quick second. Along with that, don't forget to log on to the website, www.lushradioonline.com. We are live at Team Steel Studios, located at 752 137th Street, between Brooklyn and Willow, Bronx, New York. Don't forget, if you're taking the train, you take the 6 train to Cypress and come over that hill, and it's that black door. Holla at us. So we're going to go ahead and go to this call. We got another call. I think this is from Jersey also. Another call from Jersey.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, 6-2, what's up?
Who's that on 862? Somebody else 862? That sounds like Jersey.
Jersey, what up? All right, on to the next one. 215, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. Okay. We got 229 live in the building. What up, 229?
What's good, Nick Swagger? What's happening?
But I mean, if you got to on the line with us, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I was on earlier. I had to get back on because this BlackBerry thing had to charge it.
I understand.
Yeah, man.
That BlackBerry is serious, man. I definitely be using that BBM. You know one thing, though, since we're talking about BlackBerry, let me tell y'all, people, like, stop sending me these chain messages on my BBM, okay? If it's not about something important that I need to know about, you know, or anybody else needs to know about, stop sending us these chain messages.
Yeah.
Oh, so-and-so, this person is a fan, this person is this, and da-da-da-da. Don't do that. Don't do it. And stop sending me all these fraudulent groups unless there's some industry stuff that we really trying to build and work together to do some things. That stuff is crazy, man. Y'all are abusing your BBMs, okay? If I see you abuse your BBM, I am going to disconnect with you, okay? BBM, shut up. Get the fuck out of here, BBM abuser. For real. get your BBM game right and use it for the right reasons. You know, and wow, okay. I guess somebody was announcing themselves. Sorry for that one. Yo, it's a lot of stuff going on today. Like I said, we're gonna have Young LA live in the building, and we're gonna once again another announcement. Well, that's Young LA's website. You know, log on to the Young LA's website, SunTrust Leland. As soon as you go on there, you get a loud introduction. For real, you know, he's just, you know, that's just, you know, the situation. And that, so like I said, we live right now, and your Lord's on the with another introduction. You know, we live. Hey, you understand, another introduction. You understand when it's live, you know, you always got, you know, unexpected things that can happen. What can you say? What can you do? Roll with the fucking punches. Yeah, and that's what it is, you know. So the other thing I want to touch on is, like, also Twitter users, okay, Twitter users and Facebook users, okay. Some of you guys are becoming stalkers, all right. Some of you guys are ODing on the Facebook. First and foremost, I'm going to tell you number one rule when you're dealing with your girl Lush or Lush Radio Online, Twitter, or my personal. Can you say hi? Didn't your mother teach you how to say hi to people? I don't understand that. Guru, why do people come on your Twitter and just drop their music, especially independent artists? Oh, I'm just trying to promote. You ain't never going to get listened to if you just drop your shit on my page. I don't even know who the hell you are. Who the hell are you?
I don't know why they do that, but, I mean, you know how I do. I turn that into an opportunity. I say, hey, slow down. You need to know about this. I put them right on the PayPal info. That ain't going to lie. Anytime they do that, I show them the PayPal. I point arrows to the PayPal. Just follow the arrows. It's like, you know, that's what I do. Because, I mean, you know, if you're going to be bad enough, you know, and your approach and, like, not tactful, like, you know, you got to know how to approach people in this business. And, like, we not no newcomers to this game. Like, so, you know, you got to learn how to approach people. And people, you're going to actually make people, you know, wonder about, like, your intentions. Like,
seriously. Like, and, you know, cause and I'm the not thing about it, social media is meant for you to gain net worth. And also for you to gain some type of money, or you should be bringing in some revenue. I can tell you honestly, majority of my interviews that I've gotten have been either through somebody I knew or directly from Twitter, directly. And a lot of my business and a lot of the people that I've dealt with have been directly from Twitter. If you use it properly, a lot of people are just sitting there, man, I just took a dump today, man. I'm eating me some ramen noodles, man. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm eating oatmeal. I'm digging up my nose. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. What are you doing productive today? Get a life. You know, like, seriously, like, people sit on there, and then they do it on Facebook. The other thing on Facebook, okay, same thing with your artists.
stop dropping your videos on my wall, for real. Especially if I don't rock with you and you know who I'm talking about. Stop dropping your stuff. You know I don't deal with you no more. Stop dropping your stuff on my page, seriously. That's why I had to block you. I had to block you. I removed you. And you done. Don't put your stuff on my page. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Ask permission.
Ask permission. Okay, so people, y'all asking, yo, how can I do it and go on my Facebook and only let me be the one to post instead of all these random people and stuff? I just got put on, okay? Go into your settings, right? Go into your privacy. Go in there. There's a button that says enable, unable, right? Enable it. That'll enable people to go and put stuff on your site, okay? Enable that. So you'll be the only one to post stuff. They got to ask permission to put the stuff on your site, right? Two, if you want to get tired of people tagging you with this fat woman that look like she's all nasty looking, or, you know, a woman pissing like a dog and all kinds of retarded pictures they be sending to you and tagging you, or somebody tagging you, their graphics or some stupidity, all you got to do is click on the picture itself and then go to it and look for your name underneath the picture and click remove tag, and you won't get to see everybody's notes. Oh, son, yeah, that's hot. Oh, da-da-da-da. I don't got time for that. Utilize it for the right reasons, man. People got it twisted. Don't forget, Lush Radio Online has a fan page, and we got a group page on Facebook. So all you got to do is type in Lush Radio Online on Facebook, and you'll see what it is directly. So, I mean, utilize it properly because I don't got time for the game. My people don't have time for the game. The Lush Radio Online fam don't got time for it. Utilize it for its purpose. And stop using Twitter to get your Mac on, man. So many people been on Twitter on there trying to get they little booty call on, man. It's for business. How many of y'all done smashed somebody on Twitter, man? Call them right now. Be honest. 347-826-7722 and let me know how many of y'all done smashed or got a date off Twitter. Call them right now.
I will.
Real talk. Guru, you ever smashed anybody on Twitter? Or you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Yo, you can't say that. I'm sorry, you know. We're going to ask our man from Cobb County in ACL. What it do, baby?
Nah, this is Nick Swag. I ain't never smashed off of Twitter, ever.
No, you never smashed off of Twitter?
Never, that's impossible.
I'm saying, but your name is Swag, so I'm talking about you giving that swag juice. You ain't giving that swag juice out,
Flag? Nah, that's not on Twitter. That's, you know, I leave that for other places. You know,
well,
I might sip on some
mocha. That's after Twitter, huh?
Yeah, I might sip on some mocha every now and then, but that's
oh,
it.
Yeah,
with my
right
fans
cool.
Or whatever the case is, and, you know, maybe flirt every now and then. I mean, I am single.
Since we are talking about social networks and people utilizing that, you know, you remember back in the day when people used to be on Black Planet or Mi Gente? Remember Mi Gente? I know that.
Yeah.
And Asian Avenue, back in the day, Mi Gente, Black Planet was popping. I was going to tell you, I done got me some dates off there. Girl, you know what I'm saying? And Mi Gente, when I was into them little Spanish poppies, I was on Mi Gente. I was working both of them joints at the same time. Black Planet used to be the spot back in like 1999. Like if you was
I feel like Black Planet.
That time,
Black,
you know,
Black
if you used to
good.
Be on Black Planet, you know, trying to get at people and stuff. You have you noticed, you know, oh, my name on Black Planet was Miss Vortex, because that was back in the day when I used to rhyme. I used to be a rapper. So it was Miss Vortex, because my name was Vortex back in the day, you know. I say I own supreme authority in my black hole, you know what I'm saying? I consume you. Hole, that's how I was talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Back in the day, you know. So, that's, you know what I'm saying? So you notice how the social media, we started from all of those, and then we went into MySpace, and then MySpace was popping. Now MySpace is like the ghetto of the internet now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
then you leave that, and then you go on to, you know what I'm saying, the meme sites and all that. Then you leave from there. You leave from there, and then you go on to, you know, Facebook. And you got Twitter. Now I'm wondering who's going to be fast enough to come up with the next social network. Okay? Who's going to come up with the next social network? If you need some financing and you need some startup money,
Holla at your girl, Leslie Lessons. I want a cake up off that. Holla at me. I am throwing it out there. If you are the next person to come out with a new social network, holla at me. Let me be your investor because I'm trying to eat. For real. Your man out there from Facebook is making crazy money. He donated $1 million, $100 million to Newark, New Jersey, to the public schools. So
if he
sent me out like it's nothing, he caked up. Facebook, and don't forget to watch out social network. It shows about his rise into his stardom. You know what I mean? All I'm saying is, can I be an intern? I want to work for you. Holla at me. I'll work for you. But anyway, we're going to have DJ J Ronan live in the building. I think he's live with us. And we're going to have your man, Sav Kills, in the building with us. We're going to go to Young L.A. song real quick. We're going to go to a song in a few seconds. And it's I Deserve This. He's going to be live on the show with us. He's going to be calling in. And we're going to also have DJ J Ronan live in the building and Sav Kills. And I really love DJ J Ronan. His birthday party just passed. It was popping. It was crazy. DJ J Ronan and Sav Kills. Sav Kills is going to be in here in a second. We're going to go to a quick song. And we're going to be right back. We're gonna go into a quick song, but for right now, I gotta hold up and mention Team Studios because they are our sponsors. Team Studios is located basically 752 East 137th Street, between Brooklyn and Willow. And, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And we definitely, getting it in on Lush Radio Online. We got our man, live in the building from Cobb County showing us mad love. First time listening. I always love the first time listeners, man, because, they show us mad love. And we invite you to come back on again, man. Don't let this be the last time, you come and rock out with us, man, because we definitely love you. Spread the word. Tell your people, we definitely support people out there. We got a lot of people that have just been, like, our regulars calling in. And, eventually, we give them shows on here if we see you serious. And we're going to also have a concert, not a concert, but we're going to have a contest going on. Not this month, but next month. We're going to see, who's the hostess with the mostest. It's going down on Lush Radio Online. It's a competition to see who can be the next host on Lush Radio Online. Look out for that and check it out on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. Right now we're trying to get the switchboard working. We got some situations with our switchboard. But it's going to come on in a quick second. We're still trying to check in with Young L.A., with Amir, to see what's going on and stuff with Young L.A. He's supposed to be calling in, but it seemed like it was in a meeting not too long ago. So it is what it is. You roll with the punches, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody at Paradise Theater tonight. We're going to be there. It's the place that you need to be at. We just popping. They got SWV. I'm definitely going to check out my girl Coco because, the nails. We'll be checking her out.
Yeah.
I got my nail game popping, so I'm going to check out my girl, Coco. And, Little Mo's going to be there. Shout out to her. She definitely did a drop for me on the last DMV Awards because she's from the DMV. So I'm going to check her out and see how she's doing. Also, we got John B. out there. Donnell Jones is going to be out there. Vaughn is going to be out there. We're going to be representing Lush Radio Hard tonight at Paradise Theater. In November, actually, I think in November, we got a situation. We're going to check out Rick Ross also at Paradise Theater. We're going to be in the building. So you guys got to check out for that whole situation. It's going down. Since we are talking about Rick Ross, right, what I noticed is that, Rick Ross, ever since he got with the whole situation with, Diddy right now, he's like on demand, He did a little on demand when he was doing his own thing, but ever since he teamed up with Diddy,
It's been retarded right now. It's been really crazy. It's been really crazy right now. He's, like, really, like, on demand. Everywhere you see him on somebody's poster, he's doing this, he's doing that. Everybody is just asking for your man Rick Ross.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
Do you think that Puffy made a statement saying that Rick Ross is the next Notorious B.I.G.? What do you have to say about that? What's your opinion on that?
See, shout out to the whole, Maybach Music Camp. They show love, but real talk, there's no way in hell anybody can compare themselves to Notorious B.I.G. Like, that's no bueno at all, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
I agree with you. But Puffy made that statement. That was a bold statement. That was a very bold statement for him to make.
But you know what? Allegedly, this is what I heard. Remember, you see the Teflon Don, the album that came out, the Teflon Don. Originally, from what I heard, that was supposed to be Biggie's a title of his album, but they switched it to Ready to Die because Puffy told him don't do that. But all of a sudden, Rick Ross comes out with the Teflon Don. Now that was allegedly, that's what I heard in the street. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm trying to figure out why all of a sudden this is the new Biggie. You know what I'm saying? It's really funny, but I mean Rick Ross is a talented dude, but you can never, ever, ever compare yourself to Biggie.
No.
You know,
I agree.
He's wrong for even doing that, even though I still want to do an interview with your ass, Nicole. You know what I'm saying? But you know he's wrong for that, my dude. Let me stop talking about that dude's ass. Well, I'll be like Wendy Williams, all right? But like I said, we got Sav Kills live in the building with us. So he's gonna be sitting in with us, and he's doing a lot of things in the streets, man. People were talking about him. You know what I mean? And DJ J Ronan co-signs him. That's my dude. And I definitely love that dude to death. That's one real humble dude. Like a lot of DJs out here. Some of these dudes be on their own ass. They be kissing people's ass. Some of these people just, they make me sick. I be wanting to smack them. But this dude right here, invites you to his crib. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He supports independent artists and everything like that. And, I definitely love him. So he's going to be coming through also. Sav is going to have a seat with me in a quick second. I'm trying to see what's going on with this switchboard and stuff right now. So, I'm trying to see what's going on with the switchboard right now, and we're going to go into some quick music and stuff. But Sav is going to come and sit next to me, sit next to me sometimes, If you have music or you have any kind of, background noise right now, mute yourself at the moment. Whether that's, is that on the line, Guru, or my boy out there in the Cobb County, I want you to mute yourself right now.
Okay.
Mute yourself right now because I'm hearing background noise right now. Okay. That's what it is. Log on to www.lushradio.com.
How about this?
Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Definitely check us out. We're live. I'm still hearing y'all conversation. I said mute yourself. What's going on? Oh, we going to put security on your ass, man. How you buying clothes in the store and I hear your conversation? I heard that. Asking for discounts and stuff. You better pay the price, man. Stop playing. I hear you. Use yourself. But like I said, log on to www.lushradioonline.com. DJ J. Ronan's birthday party just passed. It was Papa, and everybody came through. Shout out to my boy, man, Papa. Shout out to Sarah Connor, our sister. That's our Lush Radio Online sister. Shout out to everybody that came through. Shout out to Capadonna. Shout out to everybody that came through and supported his whole situation. And also on top of that, like I said, tonight we're going to Fred Ice Theater, and follow us on Twitter at LushRadioOnline.com. We're trying to see on the switchboard, but this is what happens when, you're live, subject to situations. So We're going to, hopefully we'll get the switchboard up in a quick second. You know, they're trying their best to get it up, you know. So, hey, so
right.
Once they get it up, you know, we're going to a song. Oh, she just said no homo. Homo. Yeah, but
No, I want the 5-piece.
Guru.
Yeah.
You gotta mute yourself, babe.
I gotta what?
Yeah, cause I don't know what you're doing. If you're getting discounts or what's going on, you buying chicken? I can hear you.
Yo, repeat that, Les, cause I'm. I'm ordering some fish, so repeat.
I hear
you
said, ordering babe. Some fish, trying to get that discount.
Repeat what you said. How much?
That's what it is. We about to go into a song right now from Young LA. I deserve this, and we're gonna be right back. In a second on Lush Radio Online.
Lush.
Yep.
Repeat what you said. I didn't hear what you said.
I said I heard you getting discounts for food. We're gonna go into I Deserve This from Young LA right now. Dan's computer, man, speaking.
DJ Smalls may be found in critical condition after playing this.
I deserve it. No, that's you, sir. Stupid.
Southern Smoke.
I deserve it.
Chris. Turn the fucking beat up.
I deserve it.
Is Leela?
Yo, Smalls, let's go. Southern Smoke.
I deserve it. They smoke my shit the way I smoke it. Throw my gun the way I sold it. But I'm grinding and I'm focused. I deserve it. Can't nobody tell me nothing. I pull up and I be stunting. I'm getting money, I'm getting money.
Word on the curb, you in the fast hating. My shit classic like a gold dating.
as long as I'm able. Chronic disorder, verbal abuse, I'm unstable. Influence might result in your death, meaning I'm fatal. I set it on your hardest act, on your whack label. MCs I disable, it's my thoughts that enable. I catch you on the dark, stormy lightning and why. It's no mercy for my victims, like fucking you die. I don't know what you was thinking, what possessed you to try. I administer, inflict great pain and stress. Don't be afraid of rusty blades tearing your flesh. Now your blood's leaking all over, now I'm a mess. Stab kills, I'm a murderer, say and finish the rest. So fuck these overnight rappers who be claiming they thugs. You ain't never such a cat and you be busting up slugs. Man, your words ain't actual, existing in act. Reality of fact, man, stop running your trap. I don't know, John Doe, why they hating on us. We exposing all the fake phones, they better adjust. It's an unknown fact that's a return to the dust. And for me to get the papers off the science of must. I thrive off my ambition, honor, superiority. Perfect the art of moving cars with authority. Only a few that can do this, not a vast majority. Stay so theatrical, I rip with priority. I drop on opponents every 6 feet of an hour. Touching my adrenaline rush, gaining this power. We disintegrate mics, about to burn the flames. It's a lot of niggas fronting like they coming in aid. Man, we coming with a vengeance, stronghold in this game. It's the all-seeing eye, can't let the buffet.
Hold up, it's a new era, you know what I mean? Peace to all my niggas, in the style, do or die, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, hold up, Sad Kills, nigga, you know what I mean? My nigga beyond that, you know what I'm saying? Yo, K Slay and all y'all niggas, you know what I mean? Hold up, rock that, you know what I mean? For real.
How you approach people,
you
No, it's really crazy out here.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the producers you're working with, because you definitely got, I know you're working with Alchemist and a couple of other people, but some of the other, like, you know, some of the, you might have some underground people that people don't know.
Yeah.
Put them out there, too.
Definitely. My All Elements production team, we work with a lot of cats, like, from overseas, London, the UK. Shout out to my Dimmick, you know what I'm saying? He just dropped the album, all produced by him, him and Rusty Zooks. I'm on that, you know what I'm saying? Rusty Zooks and Ill Bill from Rusty Zooks and Duck Down from Duck Down. So I'm on that album, Ill Bill, La Coca Nosha, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. Work with Beat Butcher from London, another UK producer I'm working on the EP with, you know what I'm saying? Right now. Vander Slice, a couple cats, man, like DJ Snips, who's in our crew, or Elements and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? A couple cats, man, it's a lot of talent out there on the production tip, on that's with our crew, you know what I'm saying? So I try to keep it in-house, and then we try to build our own people up, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's really about. And they got heat just like for me and all of them, so, you know.
But you know what I'm noticing is that, you know, for some reason, everybody's going overseas with the beats. A lot of people going, like, in Poland area.
Yeah.
Even the Japanese is on it hard body,
yeah,
too. You know, do you feel like you're getting a lot of response overseas also, too,
yeah,
when it comes to your music?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know my market, a large part of my market is out there. So, with the production side out there, it's like they in a time capsule, like, and they only messing with authentic. The stuff that we listen to on the radio, they don't listen to that shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they want that real, they want that early 90s,
yeah,
sound. That's what,
yep,
they want. They ain't fucking with authentic hip-hop. They ain't all that other stuff they don't like. So, you know what I mean? That's where the market is at. And that's the sound that they got, and that's the sound that I like. So, you know what I mean? That's what I rock off of, the chemistry.
Yeah. They appreciate all the old school cats too. That's why a lot of them go overseas. Cause out here, I really think that America, I'm sorry America, I love y'all to death, but y'all don't appreciate true hip hop no more.
Took it for granted.
You know, a lot of y'all really brainwashed. Like, how can you say, you know, nothing against Lil Wayne? You know what I'm saying? And that's not my cup of tea. But I'm just saying, you know, how can you say that Lil Wayne started hip hop? Like, are you serious? Can you really say that?
They listen to the media, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? They listen to, you know what I mean, people who don't even know, have a clue. Because I'm going to tell y'all this. People think that cats like Wu-Tang, Camp, and all the brothers who've been around don't get that support and love no more. That ain't true, because you go to Rock the Bells and you see
thousands
with cats with Wu-Tang tattoos on their faces.
All that shit,
like they still have a crazy, and it don't be people, it be younger dudes, it be a whole new generation. So, you know what I mean? That real hip hop that goes to show you, that don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it always gonna be around.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
And know your market and know what you're going after. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and you'll be alright.
We gonna check and see if we got any callers on the line and stuff. Do we got a caller on the line? We got a caller from 229-229. You're live on the line with Sav Kills. Go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from, and introduce Sav Kills. What it do?
Yeah, Mick Swag, of course. Mick Swagger here from Atlanta, Cobb County area. I feel what you're talking about when you're saying that Crossies is a great market. They do appreciate music. The name of our organization, Real Soul Entertainment, we're taking it back, Real Soul, R-E-E-L, Soul, as in movie Real. We're trying to, you know, take it back, you know, we got a few things out right now. Now, overseas, market, and once again, they do appreciate music. Now, the market over here in the United States is very close-knit, as we already know. I mean, what could be done to turn this market around over here as we in the United States, you think?
That's a good question. There's too much politics out here with the DJs and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think there's a lot of politics involved, man. A lot of money-grubbing, greedy people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that's just one of the problems. You know what I mean? But when you're coming from the ground up, you know what I'm saying? Your music is going to take a life of its own anyway, so...
You got to put in work, though.
You got to put in that work, you know what I'm saying, and create that demand, man, you know what I'm saying, and try to be everywhere at once and just create that demand, you know what I'm saying, and that's basically what I really think it is, you know what I'm saying, you just got to... And knowing your lane, knowing your market and what you're going after.
Because
you just got to... Once you keep hitting that lane, like me, for myself, I know my market, you know what I mean, so... I'm not chasing the D Blocks and the 50 Cents and the J's. I know my market. I'm good where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep.
Yeah.
If my music happens to spill over into that, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. You know what I mean? But I'm not going after something that I know that's not me. You know what I mean? So, you know.
I feel you.
Keep going after the market that I know that's me and keep pushing. And before you know it, you know what I'm saying? They can't deny you. You know what I'm saying?
And is it true that Cross C, they're paying more than $50,000 or so?
Who's that?
Oh, in the overseas market,
Germany,
across in Africa. I heard in Africa they're paying like $50,000 to $80,000 or so.
I don't know, man. I guess that depends on a certain artist. You know what I'm saying? That depends on.
It depends. It definitely depends because I'm part of AU DJs and we got a lot of DJs overseas in Sweden and Africa and Nigeria, which is, shout out to all my Nigerians. It is Nigerian Independence Day today and I am Nigerian. Shout out to all my people out there. They are paying a nice amount of money, but, you know, it depends if it's a big artist. If it's a big artist, like right now with the whole Nollywood situation, where they're doing the Nollywood music, they're playing a lot of American music in there with the producers. And they're kind of spilling over into Hollywood and doing movies. They got people in Texas shooting and stuff. So that's another market for independent artists to put their stuff. Cause
movies,
and all of that, you know what I'm saying, getting the stuff out there because that's a multi-billion company. You know? Don't be afraid to ghostwrite because that's a lot of money right there, too.
Get your publishing in order. You got your publishing. You got your representative at your CSAC, ASCAP, or whatever, inquire. Because they might have work for you in those areas, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You just got to ask
Definitely. And thanks for that question. Stay on the line. We got Guru, my co-host from Jersey, live on the line with us. Guru, you got a question for Sack here? You there?
Yeah, but I had to call back in. It was like a little silent moment of silence. But anyway, I definitely want to touch on what he was talking about a minute ago with the overseas and how the producers over there, they're in another realm right now. Like, they're not even making beats. They're not even making beats, the type of beats y'all cats are going to hear on the radio. So that's what you got to love about what they're doing because, you know, the essence of it is still alive. And it's not even in the U.S. like that. Like, it's overseas. And, like, I can appreciate people that know, that's in the know, and how to go ahead and reach out to these producers over there for some hot beats. It ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what? Guess what? I feel like this. The DJs should be supporting the promoters. The promoters should be supporting the producers, and so on and so forth. I could reverse that. I could 360 that. I could flip that. Just like I said, if the promoters support the DJs. But guess what? Why would a promoter support a DJ if the DJ is going to support because of the politics? Like, I fall in the category, I'm not about no politics. I'm about my bread, and I'm about helping somebody. If you want to spread some bread and get help, that's what we do. So I could definitely appreciate what he said about the overseas thing. I was definitely feeling that when I called back on.
That's what's up. Stay on the line with us, Goo. We're going to go into another song. We're going to go into another song from Sav Kills, and we're going to let Sav Kills tag the wall. He's going to tag our wall. We're going to take it back in the day, and he's going to tag our wall. And when he finishes tagging our wall, we're going to come right back with our boy Sav Kills, and he's going to give us more information. So.
Spit fire, Messiah, writer full of calls, rhyme writer, minus the maggots, I'm handling yours, nigga, my status is nigga Rachi, soul food kitchen, got the best rocking, the only way to stop me is to pop me,
I strike endless with a knife vengeance. Since knowledge is infinite, to the death I'm fighting to the finish. Harness in my cheek, my camaraderie far from starving artists. These bars retarded starting with me, there's no bargaining. Top dollar slang, white collar gang, all hell the gold chain. Yeah, monkey walking on them CA style. It still toes, real flows. 33 in the third, we still froze. Close, knock you off of your toes and grab souls, stab foes. I'm colder than the wild baboon. It's bad news when duels is paid by the wolves who make moves. And they know it's time to take food. The rules get broken. I live it up, fuck hoping. This ain't a cinema pop, nah, it's us floating. Raw deluxe focus involved with all coaches. Wall to wall and as I recall, niggas was
champion rap. No action, facts, I'm 88, niggas is back. The real shit is back on the map and that's that. We had to get your blades to the back, y'all niggas is whack. This time we're raising the stats with champion rap. Actual facts, I'm 88, niggas is back. The real shit is back on the map and that's that. We had to get your blades to the back, y'all niggas is whack. But this time we're raising the stats.
I'm in the cup posted, eyes loaded, spliff got me roasted. We toast got that top shelf shit, it got me floating. MC provoked the thing before you even started coaching. Assault, embarrassment, see, could be insulting. My boss comes from raggedy, bursty, catapulting, blow wide. With the energy, rhymes will leave you open. No showboating, verbal array, I'm outspoken. At most parts, put on display, no gas showing. The parts full of keys and cracks and max flowing. Concealed toting like I let you know what I'm holding. It's mind over matter or law, to all knowing. The bank flow, getting that crop, the cash going. CeeLo hit 4, 5, 6, we kept roping. 9-digit grossing, no less than hundreds what I'm folding. My fast folding, fixing my bricks, they scaffolding. Met with Jay Ronan, kills got the empire folding. Mike Stolen, rise of the Phoenix, flames engulfing. You can't cope with making it pop, so take notice. Fly dip, shoot from the hip, it kept going. My wrist soon be glittery, jewels the drip glowing. We heard the seeds everywhere, our presence is felt. Return to the essence, fuck with us, get dealt. The most radiant cause lasers to melt. Sad killers playing laser up next to the belt.
Champion rap, actual facts, the 88 niggas is back. The real shit is back on the map and that's that. We had to get your blade to the back, y'all niggas is whack. But this time we raising the stats with champion rap. Actual facts, the 88 niggas is back. The real shit is back on the map and that's that. We had to get your blade to the back, y'all niggas is whack. But this time we raising the stats.
Certain time period in hip hop, you know what I mean? The gold chain was significant, you know what I mean? Like when they had substance, when they had originality, so that's the era that we represent as far as hip hop is concerned, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically the concept behind that and gold chain military and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Chain of command, because we hold a high standard for lyricism and integrity, you know what I mean? So everybody got to follow that chain of command and step their bars up, you know what I mean?
Y'all know this dude, man. He just be breaking it down.
Right?
Up,
you know what I mean?
He breaks down the scientific to rap, man.
Move
this dude
up.
Is like serious right here, man.
Exactly.
This is a true hip-hop head right here, man.
Exactly.
You, did you see him bopping right now? That's how you used to do back in the day. You be playing a lot like, yeah, son.
Well,
real thirsty. I want to know how y'all guys felt about the song. My dude from Cobb County. How did you feel about the song, fam? Tutu now?
It's good. It's good. I'm telling you, most definitely. That's me. I'm into the authentic. That's all I do, authentic. I recognize authentic.
That's what's up.
Google me, fam. You know what I'm saying? Google Sav Kills, SAVKILLZ. You see everything I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Videos, interviews, all that. You know what I'm saying? The music, all that. Roll it up.
Yeah, no, we got track.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter also.
Yeah, Facebook, we Twitter, me, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And, Guru, what did you feel about that song? How did you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm eating my fish and grooving to that joint, so I'm ready to get it in, yo. I'm mad as hell they had my shrimp. I wanted this little nice little platter joint, and like I'm mad, like, so, you know, that song kind of took me out of that mad shit, like, this it's really, I think I'm playing, I really speak real shit, like, it's a certain type of element where you know it's real music, and then you gotta look at how people develop and progress. If you say, my man is maturing in his music, like, you know, I never heard, like, you know, some of his older recordings, but, like, you can tell he progressing into what it really should be. And my man just gave a perfect word for it, authentic. And, you know, I can't say no more of it than that. Like, I'm eating my fish, so y'all get it in.
Timeless, man. You try to make timeless shit, man. Classic, definitely. You know what I mean? Classic music that 20
years,
10 years now, whatever, people still
going to
be,
yep,
whatever, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. I
want to
ask, who did that beat?
That's Moss, producer from out of Canada. He did a lot of stuff, like, he did stuff with, like, AZ. He did an album with Amy Turnia from Canada. He did a lot of stuff, AZ, Papoose, Punchy Cats, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was
a good look.
Stay on the line with us, guys. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to come back. We're going to throw another song from Sav Kill, and we're going to talk to him about what does he feel is the hardest adversity that independent artists deal with, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and go to a commercial, and we're going to go to another one of Sav songs also.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You're looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on. Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms to rent. Rooms to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world.
Come on, everybody. Let's all get down.
The event on October the 2nd is going to be retarded.
Where you at?
You're going to have celebrities. Manhattan is going to be off the hook. You know what I mean? We blasting off. We're going to have posts. It's going to go ham. Go ham with us, man. Come party with us. We want to show y'all how we party. Make sure y'all show my man DJ Truth that crazy retarded love. Because if you don't, I might have to smack you myself, like I tell you.
With more industry connection to phone company.
Oh, yeah, it's going down October 1st to the 3rd, New York City. Keep your eyes open. It's official. It's first annual DJ Truth Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit hosted by the industry. Everybody's going to be there. Lush is going to be there. If you're trying to get down with the Get Down, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online and DJ Truth. Get all the information. I got the buzz flyer popping right now. Just got confirmations from 3 major A&Rs. If you want to get down, it's DJ Truth First Annual Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit in New York City. Keep your eyes out. It's going down, all right?
DJ Truth.
Let's talk about October the 2nd is going down, DJ Truth, DJ Bash. We're going to show y'all how to party down at Club Room in Manhattan. Y'all need to come through. I don't care who you are, you know, dress nice. Don't come in there looking like a bum, because they might leave your ass right outside and tell your ass to get the fuck up out of here. You know, so come through. Let's Radio Online. We'll be videotaping. you know, taking footage, taking pictures, stuff, so come through. World Cash Radio is going to be live in the building. A couple other media cats is going to be there, so come through. Come network. You know, bring your promotional material, you know what I'm saying, your business cards and all that. Come network, come party, and rock out with us. Part two of that is October the 16th. It's going down to the DMV, independent artists. You want to get on the bill to perform live, hit me up at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? The RSVP to come and perform live is going down, down, down. We got commercial radio DJ, DJ Heat from 95.5. She's gonna be DJing live, and we also have DJ Truth also coming down from Philly down there, and we got Honey Management. She's gonna be announcing the commish. It's basically a unit for independent artists. Instead of like asking your homeboy how I get on, how holler at this DJ, all that is in one circle networking. You can get everything you need within the commish. So if you want to join the commish, we'll be announcing it live October the 16th. So come through, you know what I'm saying, and join the movement. The question I got for you, Sav, is like, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that an independent artist deals with, you know?
That's a hard one. Just getting past the fact that thinking you're going to get signed. I mean, just getting past the fact that, yo, it ain't about a record deal. Once you get caught up in that and believe in that, you finished. You know what I'm saying? Like, not with the tools that we have today. I think that's just getting past that and just doing it so you can get out here and make money off your art, off your work. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I think that's just the biggest thing.
What is your point of view now versus when you first got in the game? Was your mindset different?
Yeah, it was. Cause I was just thinking about, okay, I'm going to try to get signed to one. Even if it was an independent label, you know, get signed to Thug, might get an advance or something, you know what I mean? And get on the road, and that'll be it, you know what I mean? But, you know, it don't happen that way, so you just got to keep doing your things. Do you, basically.
And how important it to be for an artist to be self-sufficient and to learn the business of this game?
It's very important. This is important. Like, having the skills as an MC is 10% of the game right now. I'll tell you the truth. You gotta have the other 80%, which is the business side of it. You gotta have patience with dealing with people. You gotta be dealing with people's egos, people's characters in this game. And, you know what I mean? Sometimes people might not have time for you or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, you gotta have a lot of patience, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta stay on your grind and be patient, you know what I mean?
That's the truth.
Or else you just be mad and thinking that cash is don't wanna fuck with you or hating on you or whatever. Nah, but you gotta be patient, you know what I'm saying? Just keep working and stay patient. Stay consistent.
Any shows or any upcoming shows or videos or anything, you know, we know the mixtape and stuff and anything that we need to look out for. Can you put that out there for people?
Check the videos on YouTube. We don't look at the skies on YouTube. Just dropped a couple, like about a month or two ago. That's been out there floating around. Just shot a video for Rusty Justin's joint, Rap Assassins, the joint of me, Ill Bill, and Cyrus Malaga from London. That should be floating around out there soon. And we got a lot more.
What's the YouTube?
Oh, Sav Kills. This YouTube, Sav Kills. That's AVKILOZ. It's out there, you know what I'm saying? You see all my videos pop up. Got a lot in store, man. It's going to stay consistent.
Yeah, that's what. Advice for these youth coming out here, like these youth that's trying to get into the game. You know, they look up to you because, you know, I know you got a lot of little men that look up to you and stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of advice would you give them?
Stay humble, stay hungry. Get out here. Make it work, network, you know what I'm saying? That's Your network is your network, you know what I mean? So, you know, just get out here, network, grind, you know what I'm saying? Build these relationships up, create them bridges, man, you know what I mean?
And the topic of today we were talking about, I know you heard it all over the news about the young man that killed himself. He killed himself over, he got videotaped, you know, partaking in sexual acts with the same gender. But, you know, and then, you know, the people It was one Asian young lady and a Caucasian guy. They were all roommates in the college. They videotaped him while he was doing it. He ain't had no idea. And then they, instead of them confronting him or anything, they just put it straight on the web, on the internet. And the dude killed himself, jumped off the bridge and everything. Crazy.
Unbelievable.
It was all over CNN and stuff. How would, what would you do, you know what I'm saying, if you was caught, out there?
Man.
Not, you know what I'm saying, but even if it was just a heterosexual, if you was with a girl, you was just shorty, and you know what I'm saying, maybe your man's and them, they thought it was a joke, and they videotaped you with your shorty.
Man, what would you do? Is that a violation? How you feel about that? Violation right there, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, like, that's violating your privacy, man. I don't, like, I don't know how I would take it. I'd be ready to go over somebody's head, you know what I'm saying, I'd be ready to take somebody's head over that, but I don't know, man, you know, you gotta think, man, you know what I'm saying, like, shit is so crazy nowadays. People take that shit, you probably fucking blow up over some dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? Who knows, man? Like,
yeah, crazy.
The stupid shit you do, look at the dumb shit that be on World Star, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got 50 Tyson and all these, oh, man, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, I don't know, it's a crazy world we living in now, see?
It's really crazy because, you know, just like with the young man that got killed, bully beaten up like in Chicago, the little boy Darion, and they videotaped them getting beaten up. Instead of them calling 911, they was just videotaping. This boy was getting beaten. He got beat to death. This is a little boy coming home from school, and they put it on the internet like it was funny.
That's crazy, man. These video cameras becoming dangerous, man. People exploiting people and all this other craziness. Be careful with them cameras. Put that shit in my face. I'm gonna break your shit. Fuck that.
Shout out to my boy Ransom out there. You know, same thing with that situation.
Wow.
Getting caught up. You know, with your boy what's his name, Joe Button.
Yeah.
That whole situation.
Yeah.
Everybody want a video and stuff and talk about they weren't putting it on World Star.
Yeah.
People don't understand. You know, when you're doing stuff like that. You know, you either putting yourself on blast, and then the other person, you know, they might like, they basically, even though they talking about they on some G stuff, they ratting you out.
You gotta move in silence, man. If you real about it anyway, you move in silence. Cats ain't out here exposing themselves and telling on each other and doing what they doing. I know if I'm in that world, I'm like, I don't want nobody to know what to do. I know killers, but you don't even think they killers because they ain't out there broadcasting, you know what I'm saying? So y'all idiots, man. Hold up. Wise enough,
I mean, you know, use it for the right purpose.
Exactly.
If you're going to do an interview. Don't use the camera to just be sitting there trying to sabotage people.
Because
you never know where people might. What, instead of that, what if he didn't kill himself? What if you do when Berserk on just went out and just said, and just, like, blew all their heads off?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. You never know where people's mindsets are nowadays.
Exactly.
You know? Especially with this recession, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
people ready to kill people out here, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to have to put you on blast. You know, we got to get you to do that exclusive, you know. You got to spit us a little bit. Not a whole bunch of balls, but a little something, you know what I'm saying? Get that deep down in your soul, you know what I'm saying? And give them that ugliness, man. Give it to them. We about to go live. You know what I'm saying, with your boy Sav Kills. He about to give y'all a Lush Radio exclusive. He about to go in for y'all real quick, man. Get your earlobes ready, you heard?
Nah, we taking it back old school, man. Fuck. All right, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm the future. A tree grows in Brooklyn. A time that's to come. Get blown, the kingdom come. Sav Kills, second to none. They shall succumb. Got my eyes on the prize. The journey's just begun. Symbolic shine, celestial, revolve around sun. Invest my money, son, the whole amount, meaning the sum. Off a piece, I want the whole pie, not leaving a crumb. Like a shot of Novocaine from the struggle, I'm numb. This the era of the school of hard knocks where I'm from. It's tough love, scars on mugs. My niggas bug, gotta eat like my stomach touch my back, I grub. Step to a sideways and you might get plugged. Now the door's buzz, gotta push all that I shove. I'm coming in with this ish like I'm holding a grudge. Break bread, buzz, blow scammer, spark in the buzz. Give a toast to the finest, tilt your cup for no suds. Let's start the bitten war. I cause uproar. Stay coming with that roar, leave them thirsting for more. I'm like Run DMC, I've been down by law. I don't come with nothing less, it's official for sure. Fisticuffs, steel cage up in the core. Gotta lock it down now, still bolting the door. Make sure these whack niggas, they don't come in no more. Got them C's walking with their bodyguards insecure. Fans demand
we hold on, we got hold him back. hold him back.
You know what I'm saying?
He going in, man. He got balls for days right there.
Sad,
pop the CD, man. Go ahead and support that, man. Don't just keep coming in here looking on it. I tell y'all, go to the website, support this dude. He's doing his thing, man. Support him tonight. Hit him up on Twitter. Tell him you heard him on Lush Radio Online. Networking with him. He's a real cool dude. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I wish you nothing but success, my dude. And I want you to come back whenever you feel like it. Give us updates and everything. Let Lush Radio Online be your home.
Definitely.
We support you. And, you know, tonight I think I'm going to end off the show with another one of your songs just because I can. You know? You know, but before that, I just want to thank everybody for joining us live on the show tonight, calling in, showing support, all the people in the chat room that's looking at us on the Ustream, live stream, log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Tonight, we're going to be at Paradise Theater. Check for us. We're going to have all access, so we'll be walking around, you know what I'm saying? So if you're in the area, we'll get you. And then on top of that, don't forget October 2nd, it goes down tomorrow, DJ True Club Rome. You know what I'm saying? We got Sam Kales live in the building. He's killing the internet. He's killing the streets. Support, you know what I'm saying, everything that he's doing. Shout out to DJ Ronan, you know, the subways, all of the situations, man. It's crazy out here. The weather is crazy, you know. And my man Amir, you from the DMV too, man. You my dog, man. But yo, what the fuck is up, man? Young LA supposed to be here, you know what I'm saying? You got me doing bands, all that. And calling, all that, you know what I'm saying? So I got to tell you, Aurora, get the fuck out of here with that one, okay? Get the fuck out of here. And you have the honor to say, you'll get the fuck out of here. Anybody that pissed you off through the week or anything like that, go deep down in your soul. Even if you don't want to drop no names, tell them to get the fuck out of here real quick.
Man. Oh, shucks. man. Who could I say get the fuck out of here to? I don't know. All the I'm good as I get in the streets. Yo, sport hip hop, I'm good. Get the fuck out of here. Sport hip hop.
For real.
I know you good. I'm trying to be good too. For real, man.
Support that, man. For real, seriously.
For real.
Shout out. If you ain't going to LushRadioOnline.com, you ain't supporting the whole fam. You know what I mean? You ain't squatted up with us, man. If you ain't staying tuned, we keeping, you know what I'm saying, real music alive no matter what. Lush Radio Online, man. Keep it live. Keep it loaded. We are the people's voice. And I'm out of here. Deuces! Hey.
Yeah. Slay these niggas one time. Yo, GCM. Yeah. Roll a Dutch or wood, it be all to the good. We can dance with the moral hoods, up and no good. I don't deal with nothing that exists with hoes. Let me make this shit clear, things are misunderstood. When the problem chump crunch, son, I wish they would. Fucking with staff kills, I don't think they should. Talk about they won the battle, I don't think they could. Battle tested war scars, through the pain withstood. Right or wrong, we can sing the same sad song. To my old dad, didn't get the same so long. But through me, he lives on, and my memory strong. He was part of what I'm doing, so with that, move on. Got a whole new regime, go change the team. Doing big things now, we accomplishing dreams. Know my claw ultra though, we be shining high beam. GCM full steam, yo, we reign supreme. Real fantasize, look to the cloud in the sky. And the question won't ask for 85 is why. Keep the jewel and the diamond and the rough and lie. Won't tell lies, see God look in my eyes. Real fantasize, look to the cloud in the sky. And the question won't ask for 85 is why. Won't tell lies, see God look in my eyes. One rhyme, God, we got an endless supply. Jewel shine, bling, so I'm proving God, I'm king. On the quest for the clean, weak cypress don't clean. When it's time to rock and roll, rage against the machine. Just remember, don't fuck with my poisonous ring. A divine state we bring, free, bin and the bean. Drop bombs, keep them coming from winter to spring. Sacrifice everything.
you guys. Sit back, analyze, get your head out the sky. All elements we in, and it's not a surprise. It's the best part, understand the green gon' rise. Real fantasize, look to the cloud in the sky. And the question most asked for 85 is why. Piece of jewel in the diamond in the rough that lie. Won't tell lies, see God look in my eyes. Real fantasize, look to the cloud in the sky. And the question most asked for 85 is why. Won't tell lies, see God look in my eyes. One rhyme, God, we got an endless supply. Yo, we enterprise, a team of 6 million flies. I advise, master your plans, devise. Mobilize, pulverize, the wax is flies. Memorize, my whole franchise, we live. Saw something fresh, not what you expect. And we all cash records, certified reflect. Make decisions, CEO style, boss protect. What the fuck you pay me and cut the check? I use my intellect, my mind is considered a tech. No comparison, no other crews, that's on deck. Coming with the medicine prescription, that's what we're giving. In all actuality, reality, so listen. No fiction, apparition, so we on the mission. Claim all MCs and crews out of conviction. Face the crucifixion, violation, jurisdiction. This is crack, leave them seeped out, got an addiction. Real fantasize, look to the cloud in the sky. And the question most asked for 85 is why. Piece of jewel in the diamond in the rough that lie. Won't tell lies, see God look in my eyes. Real fantasize, look to the cloud in the sky. And the question most asked for 85 is why. Won't tell lies, see God look in my eyes. One rhyme, God, we got an endless supply.